Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to all of our listeners on today. As always, we are delighted and blessed to have you tuned in on our show today. You are listening to Facing the Fifth Radio Talk Show, hosted by Evangelist Norma Chapman, with my lovely guest host, Mrs. Patricia Joy. Today's topic, I'm not the same person today as yesterday. Yes, I'm not, and you are not the same person today as yesterday. Remember, listeners, to press the number one on your phone if you have any questions, comments, or want to share your thoughts with us on today. As always, we are so very delighted and happy for you to join in our studio on today by pressing that number one. All right, listeners, as always, before we begin our show, let us bow our heads and receive our opening prayer by our lovely guest host, Mrs. Patricia Jordan.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we do come thanking you for one more day, dear God. In spite of our sinful ways, you continue to love and forgive us, dear God. We thank you, dear God. You have been so gracious and kind to us each and every day, dear God. We thank you for this host, dear God, Norman Chaplin, dear God. We thank you, dear God, that she continue to go on in spite of what she may go through, dear God. We just come to say thank you for our listeners, dear God, and hope, dear God, that today there'll be a different person today than there was on yesterday. We thank you for one more day, dear God. These blessings we thank you for in your darling son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, listeners, as I said in our topic today, I'm not the same person today as yesterday. We're not the same person we were, hopefully, today as we were yesterday, because our life brings about a change. And there's always a change in our life. The world around us, every day of our life, it never stays the same. We are different than we were the day before. You may not see it, but it is true. Our body changes every day. Our mind isn't the same today as it was yesterday. Life is a challenge and that we should take a good look at. When the Holy Bible speaks to us in 2 Corinthians 5:17, saying, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Meaning, when we give our lives to God, we have become a new person. The old life is gone, and a new life has begun. So I ask the question today, are you the same person you used to be? Some people are still that person who they were 5 or 10 years ago. They have made no changes in their life. We must consider our life isn't going to remain the same. We are growing older, and we're getting older every day of our lives. Our bodies are deteriorating. Our eyes are getting dimmer. Our mind is getting shorter, and we cannot remember things as quickly as we used to yesterday. But if we continue to trust in God and believe in his word, when he said he will make all things new, remembering I can do all things through Christ that strengthens us, Philippians 4:13. So stay tuned in with us on today, listeners, as we talk about the changes that we make in our life, how nothing stays the same around us. Even our children is not the same today as they were yesterday. And hopefully it will bring about a change about their lives. If they don't change today, they keep praying and praying and praying. Some of us out there asking God to change my son or my daughter, turn them around. If not today, we pray that tomorrow they can look back on today and say, well, I'm not the same person that I was yesterday. We're going to go through some topics on today in reference to making a change in your life, biblical as well as worldly changes that needs to be restored, and we need to bring about a change with our life, that we not and may not every day of our life be what we were yesterday, because we were hoping and praying that God has something special for us every day of our life. There's something to look forward to that we didn't have on yesterday. I'm going to yield right here, and I'm going to allow the guest host to come in and share some thoughts on that, and I'll be back with you with some further, getting some further, discussing it further with my listeners on today, co-host. I'm sorry, guest host.
We cannot live in yesterday because it is living in the past. We cannot do the things we did yesterday. All we can do is talk about the things that happened on yesterday. Now it is written in the book of remembrance, whatever we did on yesterday, letting us know we cannot live in the past. We should always look to the future. We cannot bring yesterday into today, and we certainly can't bring today into yesterday. No, we are not the same person today as yesterday. Nevertheless, God will help us to change and be the person he wants us to be on today. Today,
God bless you. God bless you. Go ahead.
Today, we should be wiser than yesterday and not making the same mistakes as yesterday. And when we do, remember to ask God in Jesus' name to forgive us for all the mistakes we have made. We are not the same person as yesterday.
God bless you. You're tuned in to Facing Your Sins, the talk show hosted by yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman, with our lovely guest host, Mrs. Patricia Jordan. All right, listeners, as our co-host was saying, you're not the same person. You don't want to be the same person that you were yesterday. Every day in my life, I want God to show me something different that he wants me to do in my life, something he has prepared for me to go forward with, and look to him to help me to get there. In this complex world full of people trying to get past everyone else, be kind, be humble, and try only to do better than you did yesterday and be a better person than you was yesterday. Well, Evangelist Chapman, how can I do that? So number one, if you don't know Christ, you can start receiving Christ as your personal Savior today, and that will make you be a better person than you were a minute ago if you didn't have Christ in your life. Not only a whole 24 hours, but in a split second you can change. You can be a better person than you were a minute or a second ago. The only person I have to be better than is the person I was yesterday. I have nothing to be in competition with nobody. All I want to do for Norma Chapman is be a better person today than I were yesterday. It is amazing that I'm not the same person I was yesterday or the same person I was a couple of months ago. I constantly keep trying to improve myself every day of my life. I try to do something better than I did the day before. Or, for instance, if I were doing something a year ago and it had me weighed out, every day of your life you should work on that and keep asking God, Lord, change it. Lord, I can't do it. I need your help. I'm trying, but I'm not strong enough. God is right there to help you get through every day, each and every day of our lives. God is right there with us, helping us to overcome whatever obstacles are, whatever fears that's in our lives. We can always go to God. I have nothing to prove, as I said a few minutes ago. The only person I ever have to be better than is the person I was yesterday. Not trying to be like who someone else was yesterday, but be the, be a better person than I was yesterday by being myself on today and letting God create within me a clean heart and renew within me every day of my life the right spirit. I am not in competition with no one. I have no desire to play the game of being better than anyone else. I'm simply trying to be a small improvement of the person I was yesterday, so I can be a good person tomorrow. So you, in other words, you're not the same as you was yesterday. Okay, today has come, and when tomorrow comes, you want to look back on today and say, Lord, help me to be a better person than I were yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And then every day of your life, day passes each day, Sunday through Saturday or Saturday through Monday, whichever way you want to put it, you should want to do something different, especially in the body of Christ. God has so much work for us to do. There's so many people that need encouragement. There's people around us that are dying, that family dying every day. There's sickness all around us. There's something that we can do, no more than just call somebody and ask them how they're doing. Or could I do anything for you today? You might not have done it yesterday, but if you do it today, that makes you a better person than you were yesterday. I can't go back to yesterday. Because I was a different person then. So I don't want to go back to yesterday. I'm forgetting those things that are behind me, as Paul said. Forgetting those things that are behind me. You cannot bring yesterday until today. And tomorrow, if the Lord let us get to see, you certainly cannot bring today until tomorrow. It's a brand new day. It may be called Friday, a day of the week, but it's a different Friday than what it was last Friday. It's a different date. As a matter of fact, it's a different year. And that keeps coming every day of our lives. Monday's not the same as it was last Monday. Monday to come may not be the same. Hopefully that it is the Monday that just passed, you know, this week. So we want to look forward and pray and ask God to help us to get through today so we can make it into tomorrow. Don't take life for granted. If you are reading a book and it's giving you instructions in there how to change your life, don't take it for granted. Don't, every day of our life, we shouldn't take it for granted. We should give God the glory because he didn't have to bless us to be here to see today. He could have taken us out yesterday. We don't even know whether we're going to be here tomorrow. We don't even know whether we're going to be able to see the rest of the day out. But while we're here and while we can still cry out to the Lord and thank you, because he's truly, it's truly a blessing. Every minute and second of the day, it's a blessing to still be in the land of the living. Yesterday, Lord, was such an easy game for you to play. But now let's face it. Things are so much easier today. Let it be like yesterday. If it was something that you were doing good and you want to add to it, not subtract from it, but you want to add to it. If you did something yesterday that was pleasing and acceptable to God, if you helped somebody along the way, if you gave somebody words of encouragement, if you just put a smile on your face and someone else had a smile on theirs and you were able to let them smile like you, you want to still be that person today and tomorrow as you work. Some things we want God to make us better every day of our lives and not look back on things that had us down and had us separated or had us confused. We want to pray it out of our lives. You know, when I look at the news and everything I'm seeing and happening in Minnesota, it was tragic. Of course it was. Excuse me just for a minute. And so it was tragic. But the violence that's going on now is unnecessary. And they should look at what has happened that led to the police coming out or whatever, down and making matters worse, instead of praying that God to put peace in the midst of confusion. The coronavirus is still all around. We're still facing the fear of that. So I'm telling our listeners out there today, hold fast to God's word. Cling more to God. Get more closer to God today than you were yesterday. Co-host.
As our host was saying, yesterday I had an opportunity to pray, and I didn't, and it bothered my spirit so that I had to do what he told me to do on yesterday. God allowed me an opportunity to do it on today. So whatever God tell you to do on today, try to not put it off. I made that mistake on yesterday by not praying when this young lady asked for prayer. And I was on the line, and I was listening to her request prayer for her house that God had blessed her with. And I did not do it. And the Lord allowed me to see today, and I was able to pray with that young lady on today. And I had to ask God to forgive me for my disobedience when he spoke to me, because I didn't know if I was going to see another day or if she was going to see another day. But he did allow us to see another day, and I did what he told me on today. And Hebrews the 13th chapter reads, Hebrews the 13th chapter and the 8th verse read, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. His work and his ways will not change. Where in our personality sometime, in our ways, we may change. But as Evangelist Chaplain said, try to change for the better. We can always change for the better, not the worse. And Malachi, the 3rd chapter, reads, I am the Lord, and I change not. Therefore, ye the sons of Jacob are not condemned. God remains faithful to his covenant. Whatever God promised Abraham is ours. So we can change for the better. The listening audience, don't disobey the Holy Spirit when he speaks to us. He will not guide us wrong. We can be a better person than yesterday.
You're still tuned in to Facing Your Fears Radio Talk Show, hosted by Evangelist Norma Chapman, with our lovely guest host, Mrs. Patricia Jordan. Yes, everything that she was saying or sharing with our listeners on today, the Word of God, if we just abide by that Word of God and put it in our hearts and in our mind, we can get through whatever we need to do today. And if we live to see tomorrow, we can get through it tomorrow. But most of all, we can look back at yesterday and say yesterday is past and gone. If something went wrong yesterday, don't worry about it. Don't, because every tiny shape that happened on yesterday, you can make you into a stronger person today than you were then. Even if then you were yesterday, whatever happened yesterday, don't worry about it. Don't let yesterday bring it out and bring you into today or into tomorrow worrying about this, because it's going to shape up. You know, things shape up into a stronger person than we were yesterday. This is how we become who we are today. By not letting the trouble of yesterday weigh us down. You know, forget about yesterday, it's past and gone. And tomorrow may not never come. So while we're here today, we just want to do something to that's helpful. Put a smile on your face. Just do something that you can help somebody along the way. You don't have to go out on the corner to help somebody. Just pick up your phone in your house and give somebody some encouraging words. That is doing something pleasing to God. Say a prayer. Somebody needs to. The song says, somebody pray for me. Hand me on their mind. Took the time and pray for me. Listen, we ought to do things that, you know, so much trouble is all around. You know, I don't know about you, but I don't even want to look back into yesterday. And especially not looking back at some years ago in my life. I regret those things, and I'm sorry for it. I don't repent for it. I don't want to look at that. And thank the person I was back then. I thank God that He changed me, made me a brand new person.
Thank you.
The person I was then, I thank God I'm not the same person that I used to be. And I pray that when the end of this day comes, I'll be a better person than I was yesterday. If the Lord let me live to see tomorrow, I want God to make me stronger than I am today. Every day in my life, I want to strive to be a better person. Because we have to remember that we can't keep carrying the weight of the world on our shoulders. I mean, God created the world, and everything that's in it belongs to Him. We cannot handle the things. Sometimes we can't handle things in our own family. How can we begin to handle the things of the world? Well, that's in the world. That's why we have to take worldly things out of our mind and set our things on heavenly things. You know, set your mind on things that can bring you happiness. Set your mind on things that can bring joy in your life. Set your mind on the word of God when you can share it with your husband, your wife, or your children, your sisters and your brothers. Instead of talking about foolishness that happened maybe last year that my brother did me this, I don't know why my sister did that, why did they want to do this, sometimes you have to let those things go. Satan wants you to say, guess where you at with that. It confuses you. You can't sleep at night worried about something that you cannot change. Well, you can change. And what we can change, that's what we all focus on. The things that we have the power to change in our lives. Some things is not for us to change. Some things is for us to leave it alone and take it to the Lord and pray. God will work it out. If we let Him, He will and He can work it out in our lives. And I want to share with you on today that God, help us to be. He tell the Lord, Lord, help me to be a better person than I were yesterday. Lord, give me the strength to endure what I couldn't do yesterday. Give me the strength today to do what I couldn't do yesterday. I just thank God for Him being who we are. I thank God for everything He's done in my life. I thank God for changing me. Around, changing my life around, putting me on the path that He has me on now. It's such a beautiful path. Yeah, I'm not going to tell you every day it's peaches and cream. No. We're going to have ups and downs in our life. We're going to have trips. And the road sometimes is not going to be straight all the time. But that's okay. The Bible said these things would be. But He said to look to the hills that come of our help. He said all our help comes from Him. So we're not trying to fix things the way we want it in our life because we could never do that. What we want for us may not be good for us. But we let God be in control of our lives. And we let Him be in our mind, everything that we do. Say, Lord, help me, Jesus. I don't know what I'm doing. We don't know what we're doing half the time all the time. Our mind takes tricks with us. Our mind tells us to do one thing if we can just ask it in my house. And my mind tells me, go in the kitchen and get me a glass of water. Before I get to the kitchen, I'm turning into another room doing something else. I said, oh, I was getting ready to go get me some water. But I wind up doing something else. So that's why we need God to help control our mind, because our mind loves faster than we do anyway. Your mind, you can be sitting down writing something, and you make mistakes. I do it all the time. I'm already thought of what I wanted to write and thought I had written it down. I'm on to the next sentence. I know some of our listeners out there have done the same thing, but we want to hear from our callers on today, and I want to give you all an opportunity to really talk today. I don't want to do a lot of talking on today. My asthma is all flared up. It's hot outside, and I had to go out today to pray for somebody and thank God that they gave their life to God. They received Christ on today, and I was able to give them communion on today. That made me feel better than what I did yesterday, because I didn't do that.
Praise God.
That was a soul that was saved on today. You know, and I'm asking you to keep him in prayer, Mr. Hewitt Rollins. The nurse is the nurse, not God, but the nurse. He has another week. But we're not reflecting on what the nurse said. It's what Dr. Jesus said, because I know God is a healer. And he's not, you know, God's going to come when he get ready. Man can't rush God. And we definitely cannot rush him in our lives. We have to wait on the Lord. Just wait. Be like Job. You know, have the patience of Job. You know, you go around with people and you see them laying there. Think about Job. You know, he had patience out of all that he went through. His wife even said, Job, you ought to just curse God and die. Look at you.
Mm-hmm.
You got soul from your head to your feet. You're covered in souls. And I can imagine her telling him, you know, when you get a soul and start thinking and stuff. And I can imagine her trying to take care of him and say, well, Job, I can't do it no more. Why don't you just go in and curse God and die? And Job told her, she spoke as a foolish woman. Out of all this appointed time, he's going to wait until his change comes. And that's what we have to do in our lives. We have to wait till God brings about a change in our lives. We can't rush through nothing. You know, we're going to mess up. You know, you're going to mess up, but you have to just take your time and listen to God, let him talk to you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And if you really get a connection with God, he speaks to us. As a matter of fact, he's been working things out when we try. He's been already working out when we trying to figure things out or work things out. And when the time comes to work stuff to death and things go so easy, so Lord, I didn't know it was going to be this easy, this because God has already went before you. He's already made the way, paved the way for you to have a clear entrance into wherever you're going into. God bless you. I do have some callers on the phone that want to join us in the conversation. And before I go into the next part of the lesson on today, I'm going to bring that caller in and let he or she take as much time as they want to talk on this awesome, amazing topic on today. I'm not the same person today as yesterday. Somebody ought to be telling the Lord, thank you. Wherever you are, Lord, just look up and say,
thank
Lord,
you, Lord.
I thank you for letting me be who I am. And
thank
all
you,
that I am, but I don't know about you, but all that I am and all that I would ever be is by the grace of God. And I thank him for it, okay? God bless you. All right, listeners, I would call 941 caller, and your last 4 digits is 1280. You are in the studio. Good evening. Caller, 941, last 4 digits, 1280. You are in the studio.
Good evening, Evangelist Norma. This is Stephen in Tampa. How are you?
Good evening. How are you doing today? Good hearing your voice, Mr. Steve.
Thank you very much. I caught your message here. I came in a little bit late, but I kind of get the gist of your talking about how I'm not the same person that I was yesterday, and about how we need to allow God to work in our lives and give us the direction so that we can pursue our life in glorification for him. And I know for myself, I certainly am not the same person that I was before, and for that I am grateful to God. I really appreciate the opportunity to share. I mean, I can I'll just share kind of quickly, you know, my story kind of is, I'll make it really short, is that, you know, I chose to make some bad choices, and it revolved around drinking and driving, and it cost me everything that I basically had. I lost my job and, you know, pretty much all the material stuff and ended up homeless. But I chose to, at that point, become an asset to the community and turned my life over to the care of God as I understand him. And he is my higher power, and Jesus Christ is my Savior. And he's my role model, too. And so by me turning over the control, because clearly on my own will, I wasn't making good choices. So I released my own will, allowed God to inspire me to give and create things in my life so that I could really try and get back into society and become a functional person again. And it's a long, hard road. I would say it's not the easy road by any stretch, but it's worth it in the end so that I can stand here, or in this case, sit here and say, I enjoy my life today. And I'm grateful to God that he's allowed me to work towards gaining back the things that I had lost. And it's only because I trusted and had faith in him that he would give me the answers. And so by God's glory, I'm able to share with you this story today. Thank you so very much. I appreciate this opportunity to render this, Norma.
Thank you.
Thank you so very much. Thank you so very much for calling in, Mr. Steve. It's always a pleasure having you on Faith and Defense Radio Talk Show. And we want to thank you for giving us that awesome interview on last Friday. It was awesome. And a lot of my friends have viewed the interview. And I think that, you know, when we can go and connect together, we can change people's lives. That's better than what we were yesterday. I want to thank you, and God bless you. And I pray that the Lord will continue to shine in your life and anoint you in the path that he is directing you. And God bless you, okay? Thank you for calling.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
All right, listeners. Another thing we want to do is we want to look at the fact that the goals in your life, you know, your goals that you set today, yesterday, today should be, it should add to it. And if it didn't happen on yesterday, you want to make more, put more to it and make it work out for you. And that's with God, with the help of God. Now, like I said before, you can't do it by yourself. You got to say, dear Lord, help me to be a better person today than I was yesterday. We should want to be a better person. We should want God to help us. And I don't know about you, sometimes things get so messed up, and sometimes even with humbling ourselves, you know, and try to stay who we are in Christ, and God is always around. He's always creeping and tapping and trying to seek. He's seeking whom he may devour. So with that being said, there's always going to be a disturbing phone call. There may be a disturbing knock on your door. It may be something that comes in your mind that they want you to go back and start thinking about it, whatever it is. You know, you want to let that go. You know, I mean, if the call comes through, I know a lot of times, and I'm not going to sit and say it don't happen to Chapman. A lot of times I get tired of people calling me from all over the world. I don't know who they are. Talking about your car we have something that changes with your automobile, a policy we can do. Somebody's calling, trying to scam you or trying to sell you this or sell you that. You're not knowing where the error code is coming from, but you ask us because you don't know who it may be or what they may be calling you for. I get frustrated with those because I could be doing something at the time and I have to stop what I'm doing after the phone. It's a bunch of foolishness. So I know that I'm not the only one like that. And being a minister or being a child of God or walking in the calling God has anointed, does that don't mean that life don't get frustrated for us too? We're still in the flesh. Things go wrong. You know, we need strength. We need prayer. We got to ask God to help us every minute, every second of it. I know I did and still do. God, help me to keep my big mouth closed this day. I have to constantly ask God, those of you out there who may be calling and may know me and have known me down through the years, I have to constantly ask God, Lord, help me to keep my big mouth closed this day. And I'm not ashamed to ask him. And I'm not ashamed to tell you that I got to ask for it. Not because there was one of the shortcomings in my life. I just would say anything that come out of my mouth. Come in my mind, I would say it. But thank God I'm not the same person that I were yesterday. And I thank God for that. We want to be confidently with you. I'm going to be very, very clear with you about God knowing that you can change. You can make a difference,
yes,
in your life. You can be a better person on today than you were yesterday. You can figure out some things that you couldn't figure out yesterday. You can do it today if you humble yourself and just give it to God and then start tuning in and let God witness in your mind so you know what you can say. Well, Lord, I didn't know it then. I didn't know that I could do it. And I didn't think that I could do it. But you find yourself doing it anyway because God had already implanted that on the inside of you. God knows what he said. He said he would not put no more on us than we can bear. God knows how much we can bear. We're not trying to introduce ourselves to God. God knows what we're coming to us.
Yes, Lord.
We're not trying to explain ourselves to God. God already knows you. He already knows me. All you got to do is just talk to him. And I can, he will answer on time. Listeners, you still have a chance to call in and get in on this conversation. I want to hear from my callers out there. They just press that number one so you we can hear what your thoughts are, your questions are, comments about the self. Because I know somebody out there that is myself can testify that they're not the same person today as they were yesterday. I know we got a caller that can call in and contest to what we're saying about this episode on today. Feel free to press the number one. I'm going to go to another caller here, and they're calling from our code 504. The last four digits are 8334. Hello, caller, you're in the studio. You're on the app. Good evening to you.
Hello, Evangelist Chapman. This is Walterine. How are you guys doing today?
Doing wonderful.
Thank you. What's
your
Hello?
Name?
Walterine.
Yeah, we're here.
Walterine,
God bless you.
Yes. I love this topic, and my yesterday that I'm about to tell you a story about is not yesterday Wednesday. This yesterday was, I was working retail for over 25 years, and my patience was very short. You know, I knew I was snappy. So had it not been for God, and I know it was nobody but God, I wouldn't have been able to retire from that job because of my mouth, because I wasn't going to let anybody talk to me any kind of way. So my prayer was, and Evangelist Chapman, as you were saying, asking God to help you to keep your big mouth shut. That was my prayer on my way to work from when I got up in the morning. I said, Lord, help me this day to keep my mouth shut. When I must speak, yes, please Lord, allow me to speak with clarity, compassion, love, and understanding. And yes, I had to constantly repeat that prayer all throughout the day. And I knew when I wasn't doing it because I actually let somebody get to me and then self started showing up. So, yes, we have to put God first in everything we do. That's why that scripture tells us, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thy own understanding. And
all thy ways
acknowledge him, and he will direct our path.
God bless you, caller, all today. All you have to do is just, you know, sometimes, you know, we don't know what's going to come out of our mouths ourselves. We don't even know what the next, we don't know what we're going to encounter each minute of the day. We don't know, you know, if something makes us to reach in, he makes the Lord worry. I said, Lord, I shouldn't have said that. Forgive me, Lord. I shouldn't have answered it like that. I shouldn't have snapped that person up like that. But we human. You're in the flesh. And one thing about it I love about God is that he loves us. He understands us. He knows that we're not all that we should be. And we will never be that what we, how God wants us to be as long as we're in the flesh. But we can make each moment of our life, like I said earlier, better than what it was. Yes, I'm so very happy, Ms. Walterine, that you called in and shared your story with us. Continue to pray. And then God going to, you know, before you leave home, not, you know, yes, asking God to control our mouth, but ask God the Lord to turn the devil around. Don't even let him be nowhere, don't come nowhere near me to where I even have to deal with the person or maybe make a mistake and say, oh, I got no business, and I got to ask God that all day long. Lord, keep me, Jesus. Lord, just keep me. Keep me humble, Lord. Remember the fruits of the Spirit in Galatians 5. Just all of the fruits of the Spirit, and we would just get every last one of them on the inside of us. Boy, look who we would be and what we would be. God bless you all today, Ms. Walterine, for calling in. Anything else you would like to say to our listeners out there on today?
No, I have so many stories.
Well, go ahead.
And one other one, a quick one, that, you know, God is a deliverer. I was married, and my husband got on drugs. I tried to live with it, with him, you know, through the process, to a point where I just couldn't do it anymore. And as much as I loved him, I had started hating him. And I had a girlfriend, she used to call me every Saturday. I mean, every Saturday for about 2 years, she used to call me. You want to go to church with me? You want to go to church with me? So, you know, and I kept telling her, I'm going to go. So finally, one Sunday morning, I got up. And I actually called her and asked her what time she was leaving for church. And she said, I wasn't going. She said, but you going with me? I said, yeah, that's why I was calling, you know, so I could meet you at your house. And, you know, she got up, went to church, and I know that was for me because everybody that reads their Bible is familiar with the passage of Scripture in Luke where the man with the withered hand, and Jesus told him to stretch forth his hand. So as the minister was about to preach, she used that scripture. And she stopped in the middle of the scripture, didn't even finish reading, and then she just said, thank you, Holy Ghost. And the next thing came out of her mouth was, somebody have a withered heart. She said, somebody in here is hating somebody just as much as you used to love them at one time. She said, but I am here to tell you that God is about to heal your heart. Your heart is about to be healed. You will no longer hate that person. Oh, my God. She hadn't even started preaching, and I couldn't hardly sit in my seat. I could not sit in my seat. I was the first one up for the altar call when they had the altar call because I know at that time I had to rededicate my life to God because it's just I don't even want to think about what may have happened had I kept that hatred in my heart. So once service was over and I went home, the first thing I done when I got home was pick up the phone, called him and told him, I forgive you for everything you've ever done to me. I forgive you. And so I just want to encourage everybody that's listening, if you have any kind of animosity in your heart towards anybody, give it to God, and I guarantee you will not be sorry. You will not be sorry. That is the best night's sleep you can get in your life. Once you give all the animosity over to God, you turn it over to him, and you will have peace within your life.
God bless
so,
you.
So, no,
God
don't let anybody hurt you to the point where you carry that hatred, that animosity
that's
to
right.
your grave
that's
because
right.
we never know when we're not going to open our eyes again. So I just
yes,
want to encourage
yes.
anybody, regardless of how small you think it may be, you know, and the devil is going to try to tell you, you ain't do them, no, you shouldn't apologize. No, that's a trick of the enemy. Whether you felt like
yes,
you've done
Lord.
Them wrong or not, apologize anyway. And if they want
you
to
clean
accept,
your heart, that's
ask
right.
God, exactly. Ask God to forgive you, you move on.
God bless you. God bless
you.
There you have it. This is well said. You know, after that, you know, testimony, you know, we all can bring a change about our lives because what we were feeling yesterday, that's a testimony that we don't have to feel that same way today about nobody. We can just get rid of it. Like she was testifying on the phone, I mean, on the air talk today, she was saying that she got rid of it. She was able to sleep better at night. You know, last night might have been a sleepless night for you, but if you just take her advice and take the encouragement that she shared with us on today and said, what I'm going to try and do what Ms. Walter Green did, Lord, I'm going to give it. I'm going to call this person and ask for forgiveness. I'm going to call this person and say, whatever that I was feeling after, whatever they did you, you know, like she was saying, it's not about, it's about her. It's about her finding peace of mind. It's about her having a better rest,
mm-hmm.
a better sleep at night. And if you do the same thing, if there's a listener out there that has to get rid of some of that animosity that they may have, try and do what Ms. Walter Ring just encouraged you to do. And last night, tonight will be a better night than it was. I want to thank you, Ms. Walter Ring, for calling in. God bless you. Feel free to call Faith in Your Fears at any time
thank
on any Thursday from 4:30 to 5:30. And now, we, you know, just share whatever you want to share with our listeners. You know, this show is about facing your fears. It's about encouraging
mm-hmm.
people how to come from behind the mask, to let somebody know the same thing that happened to them that happened in their life can happen in your in their life can happen in someone else's life. You know, and we
yes.
have so much. You know, we have so much on the inside of us to share if we would just open up and just share it. And, you know, sometimes God just tells us to say something. Well, and then just follow the Spirit of God. And I want to thank God for you and you continually being my friends. And may the Lord tell the bless and keep you. And thank God. I thank God for you on today. I thank God that you got rid of all of that garbage. And I know that life is better right for you than it was the days when you were going through it. God bless you and God keep you, Ms. Walter. All right, listeners, you're still tuned in to Faith in Your Fears Radio talk show hosted by yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman, with my lovely guest host, Mrs. Patricia Jordan. We encourage the callers, you still have time to call in and share something with us on today. Just press the number one on your phone. At that time, I will bring you into the studio. Let me leave this with you, listeners. Your goal is to be better today than you were yesterday, to improve yourself, to enrich your life. You're running a race. I'm running my own race. You're running your own race. You don't compete with nobody else but yourself, because this is your journey that you're on. And you want to continue to be on that path God has put you on. Guest host at this time, would you share some more encouragement words to our listeners?
Are we the same person today as yesterday? Are we loving and trusting in God more today than yesterday? Are we loving one another more today than yesterday? Are we forgiving more today than yesterday? What are we doing different from today than yesterday? So the caller, when she had said that she had trouble controlling the tongue, James read, no man can tame the tongue. It's full of deadly poison. So we all get angry sometimes, and we say things that we'll regret later. But as we know, once we say words, we cannot take them back. But I thank God that she called in and let us know that we all going to say things that we have to say we're sorry for. But it's nothing wrong with saying we are sorry. when we have, most of all, it helps us to feel better when we are able to go to somebody and say we are sorry. Like I say, a lot of times we hold in things in our heart, and sometimes we don't really know why we really hold it, and the person that we are holding the things about, they going on with their lives, and you still holding stuff. So let it go. Love and forgive. And I am not the same person as yesterday, because I am drawing nearer to God each and every day. And when we draw nearer to God, as time go on, God will work on our heart and help us to be the person that he's looking for. And we will learn to love and forgive.
God bless you. God bless you. Listen, you still have time to call in and share your thoughts, your comments, or if you just want to just share some experience with us on the date, feel free to just press that number one on your phone. It's getting late in the show, but you still have another minute or so to call in and share your thoughts with us on today, or ask a question if you want to ask us. Guest host, any questions of my stuff, I'll be glad to answer any questions for you that you may have for me on today. But most of all, listeners, I just want you to remember that every day tomorrow, when if the Lord bless us to wake up, you'll be a different person, a better person than you were today. Mm-hmm. With this Christian walk with God, we be striving every day of our lives to be Christ-like. We strive to do the things that's pleasing and acceptable to God. We are on this journey, and then we don't know where we're going, but God knows where he's taking us. Trust him. Trust him for his word. And as I was saying today with some friends over the phone, that I don't worry about the coronavirus. It doesn't, for some reason, it's not, I'm not afraid, because I do know that what the Bible tells us in Psalms, the 90 chapter Psalms, if not, it's the 91 chapter Psalms, where he says that 10,000 may fall on your right and 10,000 may fall on your left, but it will not touch you. That means that, you know, have you ever, you watch TV and you see, they tell you about a tornado. A tornado come and tear up, or maybe across the street. It may hit the house next door to where someone, but it skipped their home and it went to the next one. It skipped another house. That's just how, this is what God is telling us in the scripture, that, you know, he will not touch you. You know, God has a shield around us. He will protect you if you just let him into your life and let him into your heart and just look to him. You know, things are, you know, it's not as bad as it seems. You know, one thing that's bad for me is that mask. That's why I'm coughing. Because I didn't realize I didn't have my air conditioner on. I'm sitting here, and when I went to turn it on, it was 85, and I have asthma, so I started coughing and choking on today. But that's because I didn't take the time to put the air conditioner on when I came inside. I was rushing to make sure that I started the radio show on time. Continue to keep me in your prayers, listeners. I need your prayers. I don't know about you out there, but, you know, if somebody just take the time to think about me, and ask God to keep shining his blessings down on me, his anointing down in my life, I thank God for you. And I'm going to continue to keep all of you in prayer. I might not know who's on the phone, because I cannot see names. But whoever is listening out there, I pray that the Lord will continue to bless you and your family, bless your household, bless your health, everything that's around you all today. I pray the blessings on your life. And I pray that the Lord, well, if there's anyone on this that's in the studio or a caller on today that do not know Christ and do not have Christ in their life, I encourage you on today. I beg you on today to find Christ. Find a Bible-based church and get in that Bible study and begin to go to Sunday school and go to church and learn of God. You would never, it's a different experience. I thought I was in love when I was a teenager, but I found the best love of my life, and that is Christ Jesus and his Father.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
God. I mean, there's no better life. There's, you know.
Yes, Lord.
I thought that everything around me was shining. You know, you're young, and but you know what? God is calling young people home too. God is calling babies home. So, you know, we just can't put off today for tomorrow. We can forget about yesterday, but we can make a change about ourselves on today. That we can be a better person today, and if the Lord let us live to see tomorrow, we will be a better person than what we were today. God bless you. God keep you. We do have a couple of minutes left in the show, callers, listeners. Just press that number one. I want to hear from you all today. I just want to hear your voice on the day. If God has given you something to share with our listeners out there, feel free to press the number one, and I will gladly bring you into the studio to share whatever you want to share with us on today. We do have another caller. Let me bring them in, our code 504. Last four digits of that number is, last four digits of that number is 3899. 504-3899.
Hello, Miss Norma.
Hello.
This is Patricia.
Hello.
Hi.
Renton Street in New Orleans. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you doing?
I am doing great. And thank you so much for inviting me to your call. This is my first time calling in, and it's been quite a delight, let me tell you.
God bless you. God bless you, Miss Pat. It's been many, many years. My friend, God put in my life many, many years ago, and God had given me the spirit to go around in, my spirit to go check up on her, and I did ask her to call in. I want to thank God for her on today, and I want you to know that I love you, love you, love you, and feel free to call in again. We're getting ready in the show. I do have another caller that has wants to say something on the air today, and I want to have an opportunity for everybody to say what they want to say and share their thoughts with them. God bless you on today, and remember,
thank
I love you, Pat. You hear God bless
love
you. Thank
you,
you for calling.
Thank
okay.
you.
All right,
thank
we're
you.
Going to go to caller from Alaco 985-1202. 985-1202. Hello, caller. You're in the studio. How you doing?
I am doing well. How are you, Evangelist Chapman and Mrs. Jordan? How are you?
Doing fine, thank God.
I want to let you know. This segment really blessed me, and there's a lot of apologizing I need to do for things that I've said to people that might have hurt their feelings. So thank you. Thank you for the encouragement. Thank you for the word. And I want to tell you guys you're doing a great work.
God, thank you. God bless you, and I thank God for you on today. Feel free to call any Thursday from 4:30 to 5:30 and just say whatever God put in your heart to say. And we love you, and we pray that you continue to keep this radio show and pray that God can keep us hanging on out there, you know, sharing whatever you're giving us to share. We're going to have some awesome coming guests going to be on the show coming up in the month of June, listeners. So do call back and share your thoughts with our upcoming guests. And as always, I'm just so delighted when I look at my dashboard and I see so many callers calling in. I just give God the glory, the praises, and all of that. At this time, our show has come to an end, and we're going to let yield now, and then our guests will take us out in our closing. God bless you, listeners. I love all of you. I love you, love you, love you. And hope that you call back and join us on next Thursday. Guest host, closing prayer.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we do thank you. Once we accept you today as Lord and King, we don't have to live as we did on yesterday. So, Heavenly Father, we come thanking you for our great host, dear God, Evangelist Norman Chaplin, dear God, doing such a great job. To the listeners, dear God, that we continue encouraging them on their lifestyle, dear God, that we can do what we need to do on today and don't put it off on tomorrow. So we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All right. And if tonight you have it, that is our show for today. And remember, you are not the same person today as you were yesterday. If God let you live to see tomorrow, you will not be the same person tomorrow as you are today. God bless you and God keep you. Remember to
Thank
tune in
you.
Every Thursday from 4:30 to 5:30 where yours truly, that is Norma Chapman, your host, and our guest host will be right here to encourage you. Again, God bless you and God keep you. That's the end of the show for today. Goodbye.